The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Government of India, through the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Directorate of Forensic Science Services, invites applications for one post of Director, CGS Group A, gazetted non-ministerial on deputation basis at the Central Forensic Science Laboratory, CFSL Delhi. This position offers a pay level 13A. Additionally, they are seeking to fill one post of Assistant Officer on contract, requiring qualifications of a CA or ICWA, with a fixed monthly pay of 70,000 and a minimum post-qualification experience of 5 years. Age limit is 40 years. Furthermore, there is an opening for one finance assistant on contract with qualifications including BCom or MCom or a CA intermediate or CMA intermediate, offering a fixed pay of 45,000 rupees per month, requiring 4 years of experience and an age limit of 35 years. Interested candidates can find more details on the IRCON website at www.ircon.org. The last date for submission of applications is 21-10-2024. Interested candidates can find more details on the website, that is www.dfs.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Science Education and Research, IISER, Mohali, under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites applications from suitable Indian nationals for the engagement of apprentices under the Apprentices Act 1961. The last date for submission of applications has been extended till 23rd October 2024 by 5 p.m. Interested candidates can refer to the Institute's website, that is www.iisermohali.ac.in for details on essential qualifications and other terms and conditions. Sainik School Gopalganj, Bihar has taken out vacancies for PGT Chemistry 1 post, Counselor 1 post, Degree in Psychology with a Diploma in Guidance and Counseling is preferable with an age limit of 26 to 50 years. For the post of a librarian, it is one post. They require a bachelor's degree or a diploma in library science and the age limit is 21 to 35 years. Bandmaster, one post. Age limit 18 to 50 years. Nursing sister, female, one post. Age limit is 18 to 50 years again. PEM, PTI cum matron, female, one post. They require the age limit of 18 to 50 years with an education qualification as BP education, which is preferred. LDC, one post, matriculation with a typing speed of 40 words per minute in English and 35 words per minute in Hindi with an age limit of 18 to 50 years. You can apply by 22nd of October 2024. For further details, kindly go on to www.ssgopalganj.in. Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, National Institute of Technology, Jalandhar, invites online applications from Indian nationals for recruitment of various non-faculty officer cadre posts. The posts available are Registrar Level 14, Librarian Level 14, Principal Student Activity and Sports Officer Level 14, Senior Executive Engineer Level 12, Senior Medical Officer Level 12, Assistant Registrar Level 10, Assistant Librarian Level 10, Student Activity and Sports Officer Level 10, Scientific Officer Level 10, Technical Officer Level 10, Executive Engineer Level 10, and Medical Officer Level 10. The last date for submitting online applications is 23rd October 2024. For further information, kindly visit the Institute's website, that is www.nipj.ac.in. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, a prominent central public sector undertaking is seeking candidates for several positions within its helicopter division in Bangalore. The positions available include flying instructor, 2 posts, administrative officer, 1 post, and technical tradesman, airframe, 1 post. The maximum age limit for the flying instructor is 65 years, while the administrative officer must be under 30 years and the technical tradesman has no age restriction provided they are medically fit. Candidates for flying instructors should have served as a qualified flying instructor, QFI, in the armed forces, while other roles require specific educational qualifications and relevant experience. The selection process will involve direct interviews for the first 2 positions and a written test for the technical tradesman. An application fee of 500 rupees is applicable. Although SC/ST PWBD candidates are exempted from this fee. Detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures can be found on HAL website. With the last date of application of submission set for October 22, 2024. You may go onto the website https://hal-india.co.in. The Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, has advertised for 1 temporary post of Scientific Attaché and Counselor, SNT, Group A gazetted in the High Commission of India, London, UK on deputation, including short-term contract basis. The position is in level 13A of the pay matrix as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates must be scientists or technologists working in central or state governments, universities, or recognized research institutions. Candidates should hold analogous posts on a regular basis with minimum of 2 years of regular service in level 13 or 6 years of service in level 12 as per the pay matrix. They must possess a doctorate degree in natural or agricultural sciences or a master's degree in engineering, technology or medicine along with 12 years of experience in research and development. The online application portal will remain open for 45 days from the publication of this advertisement in the employment news. For detailed information, kindly go onto the website www.bst.gov.in. The National Small Industries Corporation Limited, a Mini Ratna Government of India enterprise, invites applications for the position of Chief Technology Officer, Digital Transformation Officer on a contract basis. For the job description, terms and conditions and the application form, kindly visit NSIC career section at www.nsic.co.in. The deadline for application for this position is 21st October 2024. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.